This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here on our program. We're going to visit about a work-based learning experience. We have a now former high school student in here in Oakland, just graduated from Riverside Schools, as we're going to visit with a workplace professional and a student who got an opportunity to move ahead. Maddie Baldwin just graduated here recently from Riverside High School in Oakland. And congratulations. Maddie, introduce yourself and tell us who your folks are.
Hi, I'm Madison Baldwin. My mom is Dawn Baldwin and my dad is Ron Baldwin.
All right. Now, you spent your time at Riverside High School doing all the things that students do, taking all the courses you're required to do. You got into your senior year, and I want you to tell your story, but it sounds like you kind of got stumped a little bit. You took a lot of the courses that you already had planned, and now you were kind of looking for some opportunities, and a work-based learning opportunity came up for you. Talk about how that happened.
My freshman year summer, I started taking college courses through Iowa Western, and I was already getting a jump start ahead in all my classes because I was enrolled in the TAG program prior to starting high school, so I was taking high school courses as an eighth grader. So that gave me a little bit of a jump start, and knowing that going into my senior year this last year, Lisa Allen helped me, and we talked about like some possibilities as to what I could do outside of school time, knowing that I wouldn't have any classes to take. And the summer before my senior year, she was like, well, let's talk about it. Like, what can we do? Because our school doesn't offer senior release, so we were trying to find some options for me outside of school.
Yeah. You know, in some larger schools, some different school districts, they have built-in opportunities like this, a lot of work, school-to-work type programs and things. But this was kind of different. It was kind of new for you guys.
Our school has never done any, like, work-based learning experiences before because a lot of students just take, like, extra courses just to keep them in school because our school requires you to stay there. Mm-hmm. But in the fall of my senior year, I took a on-campus class through Iowa Western for the first time ever, any student at Riverside had ever done. So then this winter, Miss Allen got me in touch with Rachel Dorr, and we talked about some potential possibilities as to what I could do outside to get some, like, real work experience.
Sure. All right. Well, and you got hooked up with Homegrown Tax Pros here in Oakland, an opportunity to be able to get a firsthand look at what you think you might want to do for a living. Was that kind of scary or were you excited about that?
I was a little nervous at first, but I knew Rachel a little bit. Her husband works at our school, so I kind of knew her a little bit. And then knowing that, like, Miss Allen had set me up and I'd taken some courses before, it wasn't that scary.
Yeah. So talk about some of your duties. What were you looking to find out? What did you want to discover by doing this?
I think the most important thing was making sure that, like, going into college, I'd be spending my money on something that I knew I wanted to do, not something that I was still, like, contemplating on what I wanted to do. And I think doing this and getting the help that I needed really, like, sealed the deal for me.
Okay. So what kind of things were you able to do?
I mean, there's a bunch of different things we've done, like, Sinead, I can't really think of, like, specific things because it just kind of all ties together, but Sinead did a lot of things with me. Like, I watched over her a couple of days, and, like, she taught me how to reconcile accounts, like, make sure things added up, and just kind of all that.
Yeah, all the boring stuff, right? Yeah. No, you learn, sometimes you learn that it's something you really love. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you learn it's something you maybe don't like, and it's not exactly what you thought. And either way, it's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, I think getting that hands-on experience really just showed me that that's what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like an opportunity for you that worked out. And Rachel, they approached you. How did that happen? How did that all start out in approaching you about this opportunity for Maddie?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think here in Oakland, there aren't too many options for businesses that might have the availability to take on a student as part of the work-based learning program. So I think they kind of knew I might have the flexibility and be open to doing that. And of course, you know, we're always looking for good help.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you take on student workers like that, though, it can be kind of rough on the employer at first because they really don't know much coming in. You've got to train from scratch. It's like having a brand new employee. But you also have to have a plan to make sure that they're reaching the goals that they set out to reach when they started this. How did it work out for you initially?
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw that as a good thing for my organization, being put in a position to actually have those things in place to get people in and trained and starting from scratch, basically. So it was good for to kind of force us to get those systems in place. And yeah, we were just open to the opportunity to have also somebody in the next generation of the workforce coming up. It's good as an organization to be prepared on how to employ that next generation of workers.
Sure. Between the two of you, did you have some clear goals on what you wanted to accomplish during this time together?
We did have some, I'd say some broader goals we had. We kind of had a vision for how we wanted it to go, but being that it was the first time either of us had done something like this, we kind of left it open to kind of naturally just happen and find our place. And I think, you know, Maddie showed up and was open to learn and do new experiences, and it really just was kind of a win-win.
Yeah, I think sometimes the challenge, because we've done that in our office as well, sometimes the challenge with that is you tend to want to do it yourself and just let them watch. And that's the easy way to go, but nobody really benefits from that. You really have to try to work hard to make sure that you involve them more in the process.
Yes, absolutely. And Maddie came in the last semester, which happens to be our busy time. That is tax season for us. So we really just kind of, you know, gave her the outline of what needed to be done and kind of threw some work at her. And she was able to sort of navigate a lot of that on her own, which didn't take a lot of, you know, touch points with us. Obviously, she needed a certain level of training, but there was some places where she just kind of was given a task or a project and was able to kind of navigate that on her own, which was really helpful because we were, you know, of course, busy with trying to keep up with the taxes.
Sure. Yeah. How'd you coordinate with the school on this then? Did you have to keep touch with the progress?
Yes, there was a, format that we had to abide by to be able to kind of, I guess, qualify for this program. Mm-hmm. So we kind of already had it outlined on what we needed to do before we started. And then during each week, there was a report to the school to, of course, make sure she's showing up and doing the work and everything was going well. And then, you know, at the end, just kind of wrapping that up and making sure that we checked all the boxes.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like from a business standpoint, you're kind of trailblazing here a little bit and setting the standard now that maybe other businesses can follow?
I'm not sure, but yeah, that's great. I think it's a great opportunity for both sides. Like I said, it's a win-win. So I would encourage any business out there to be open to a program like this for students, because like I said, it really does expose us to that next generation of the workforce. And then it also gives those students that are trying to make those decisions on what they want to do with their life, whether, you know, it's something that they want to pursue, because, you know, that if it requires a 4-year degree, that is quite a commitment, both time and money, to only find out that maybe that's not something you're even interested in doing once you actually get out there and start working.
But again, even if you find out it's something you don't like, it's a good time now to do that so you can change course before it costs you too much time and money. But in your case, it sounds like you kind of had a pretty good feel for this. Maddie, just what I said before, the danger is walking in and just kind of sitting around and watching instead of getting hands-on and doing. Are you confident that you got out of this what you wanted to?
I mean, like starting out, I was a little nervous because I've taken accounting classes, but it's different when it comes to like real-life situations. But I think the first week we hopped in, I got onto QuickBooks and started doing some training on there, which helped a lot. So then like when she was giving me tasks, like I knew how to navigate it a little better. And if I had any questions, like they would answer my questions or I just looked it up online. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and you saw, I mean, you're battle tested now at tax season. You walk in here and start with an internship style program. You've kind of seen everything there is to see, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, they did most of the tax things and I just kind of like kept up with books and other things like that to help keep things going forward.
Sure. And if that season doesn't scare you away, nothing will, right?
Yeah, right.
So what's next for you? You've gotten this opportunity then to get your feet wet a little bit and learn firsthand of what the job would be like. I would assume there'll probably be some opportunities like that, internship style type things, or maybe part-time work in the field during your college experience. But so what's the future like then for you?
I'm going to Iowa State University to study business and accounting. I'm going to continue to work for Rachel on there so I can do that remotely. Nice to have technology like that. I'm going in as a sophomore, so be good.
This connection you made through your high school experience is one that's going to continue. That's a pretty good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah, and maybe there's a job opportunity full-time down the road, perhaps? Yeah, who knows?
Maybe someday, you know.
All right, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right, very good. Well, it sounds like you had a good experience overall. I asked Rachel about being kind of a trailblazer on the business side. You, of course, this way on the student side, too. Would you encourage other students to take that risk?
Oh, yeah. Like, kids ask me all the time, like, why are you never at school? Where are you? I only go to school for 40 minutes a day. Well, I did, I guess. But it was a great opportunity to get out and, like, not have to sit in the classroom all day just looking at a wall because you had nothing else to do. But at the end of this, I made a PowerPoint, which students are able to go back and look at, and it shows them like all the things I did, like, so then they can kind of get a feel for what it is.
Sure. And just like you test or write papers in another class, you're keeping them updated on how things are going along. It's not just, you know, go out and do your thing and we'll worry about it later,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right, yeah.
Yeah, there's some structure.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right, well, excellent. Well, sounds like a great experience for you. We hope it works out in the future, and well, maybe we'll see your name on the door someday. You never know. Maddie Baldwin, Rachel Dorr with us this morning. Thank you so much to the both of you for spending a little time with us. And it sounds like you had a great experience and hope you share that with others.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.